the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir. These are dark blue. These are light blue. And these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
And they showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines wearing a sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Did you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday afternoon. We're here on Shop Talk. It's me, Jeff, Jim, and Mike. We're going to talk about the Patriots Pro Shop, the latest and greatest going on. I think we're officially the A-Team, right, Jason? Does that make us the A-Team? Never heard the music
just
before.
Just for today.
Just for today. Oh, okay.
You heard it last week.
Did I? All right. Well, I never watched the show, I guess, the TV show. But anyway, we are the A-Team here in the studio. What's going on, guys? What's new?
Not much.
Did I shock you with the question?
I was still excited about the 18.
It's Wednesday?
It is Wednesday, believe it or not. I know, Wednesday sneaks up on you these days, right?
It does.
I think the season is absolutely flying, and I can't believe we're in week six, and it's chilly outside. I'll go ahead and say chilly because I don't want to be a baby, but it's cold. You yelled at me earlier for using the word cold, and now you're going to use it?
It's chilly.
It's cold. Anyway, so what do we have going on? What's new?
Well, we don't have to launch into it right now, but we're going to go over how to kind of deck out your office, home office, work office area.
This is the internet. We can say pimp your office.
Pimp your office. Is it really? Yeah, I guess
you could say that on TV, no?
Yeah, and the thing you've been looking at, the item.
Yes.
Is this part of that collection.
Is this new? Did this just come out?
No, we've had it since August.
Oh, well, in case everybody's wondering what we're talking about, just checking out the 2010 cheerleaders calendar. They shot it down in, I believe they were in Aruba this year.
Hiney.
Okay, that's inappropriate, Jason. Anyway, love the movie. Inappropriate. they went down to, I think it was Aruba this year. Usually it's the Dominican, but beautiful calendar, beautiful girls. It's been out, but obviously now that we're in October, the middle of October, people are starting to think about their 2010 calendar and, you know, looking, if you look ahead just a few months, you know, it's here. It's going to be here around the corner. So it's a great calendar, and the guys brought one in. So I was just flipping through it. Wanted to check it out.
There you go.
Yeah. So
we got a whole bag of office goodies just to kind of go over.
And this kind of goes into the office.
Yeah,
is this appropriate for office?
Sure.
Yeah?
Depends on your office, I think.
I think it does, too.
Yeah.
It does, too. Now, do you guys have
this office?
It
would be perfect.
Yeah, this studio office.
And by that, do
yes.
you mean this radio studio?
I did notice one.
This building
this
in general.
This building, okay.
I did notice one on Ken Flanders' wall.
Did
and,
you?
And that is absolutely the truth.
Right, yep.
Jeff, you can confirm that.
Ken has one on his wall.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Office. Yes.
The hell was that? I don't know. Okay.
Hey. I think it was Ken.
Yeah, we missed Ken this week. He was with us last week. That was a good time. We had a lot of emails coming in for Ken specifically. So if you guys are still listening, he's not here, but we'll take the emails.
We'll try to get him on the phone later.
Yeah, maybe we'll get him on the phone.
Yeah, he always answers.
Right. The web address is webradio@patriots.com. Any questions you have, like I said, it's cold outside. The winter's upon us. The fall is upon us. What's the latest and greatest as far as Pro Shop gear now that the temperature is definitely dropping?
We have a lot of light jackets. I don't think you need a heavy jacket yet. It's chilly.
Maybe Christina does.
I need a heavy jacket with the temperature outside right now.
You've got to gradually ease into that.
She needs a jacket the coach was wearing the other day in Denver.
Yeah, that looked warm.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
With
I mean, they've already played in
a pom-pom on it. You want one of those?
Are those selling well? Out of curiosity?
They're going to be in for this weekend, I believe.
Oh, you don't have them yet.
Yeah,
that's that new legacy.
Is that the
it's like a teaser to have them wear it on the sideline.
That's part of that whole... You know, that legacy line, that throwback line.
What's throwback about it?
Back in the day,
it's pretty retro.
Pom-pom.
Before you were born.
You don't remember those?
No.
Everyone's hat had a pom-pom.
You probably didn't see a lot of them in Florida.
No, clearly. I've never seen. Yeah. There was a phase when they were cool,
up
but
here,
everybody was sweating,
were
sweating their heads off with those hats on down in Florida. It's definitely a style, but you can only wear that so many times.
Yeah, that was big in the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Okay, so the actual pom-pom was like a a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It was the hat, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
That's so right. When are they in the shop? When can people expect to see
Jeffrey?
Them?
Soon.
Hmm.
Jeff, I'm going to need you to talk a little bit more than that. Come on. Give me some details. Let's go. Give me the story.
They haven't shipped. We're just waiting for them to come in. So any day now. We're
hoping... buyers. They're like contractors. Everything's 2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 to 3 weeks.
Will that be it? 2 to 3 weeks?
The cable company.
Right.
It's a big window.
Jeff, when will it be here? Between 8 and 12.
It'll be here between noon and 5 p.m.
All right. Well, I don't even know what the forecast is as far as the weekend. Does anybody know? I haven't even looked at it.
Chance of showers.
Yeah, it looked decent.
No kidding. 50s, are you serious?
50, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
We should get Bob Doppler in here to give
We should get Bob Doppler in here.
I don't know how accurate that would be.
Bob Doppler? He's pretty right on. He's got the radar going.
You don't get a name like that without being accurate.
Yeah, unless you know what you're talking about.
That's right.
I agree. And, if I don't know what it's going to be like, but if it's the slightest bit cold, I'm sure you will be seeing a lot of pom-poms on people's heads.
Yeah, we're going to get – you'll be sidelining it,
you should wear
right?
one.
Maybe I will wear one. Can I get one?
You could pull it off.
Is it going to be too big on my head, though? Do they have kid sizes?
Look like the guy from Fat Albert.
Oh, the Heidi hat.
Yeah, we can get you the Heidi hat.
I'm not wearing that.
Little strings that
I'm sorry. I can't take myself seriously with that.
Like Jeff put one on earlier. And Jeff puts on every hat, and he's – I don't know why,
what
but
the hell was that?
He has the head
he
that can wear
– Albert.
Jeff has a head that can wear any hat. And he put that on, and finally I found another one that he cannot wear.
Cannot wear it? Why not?
Because it just looks stupid. But see, almost every hat looks stupid on me. Every hat looks good on him. And it's fun when you find one that it doesn't look good on
him.
Does
this hat make me look stupid? No, your face does.
It's not the hat that makes you look stupid.
That was good. Good.
He's here all week.
We got Jeff going. Let's go. Keep him coming. So, new item I'm sure that we could be looking for with the addition of a old new Patriot. Junior Seau was added to the roster today on this Wednesday.
Yes.
So people can get their – he's wearing 55 again.
2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks. Junior Seau jerseys will be back.
Everything's 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. I should have
You mean you don't
that.
Have any leftovers from last year?
No, we sold all.
Sold them all.
How about the year before?
Who knew?
And all the gone. Year before?
All gone.
The first year he was here, when we got him in, there were hundreds of orders from Southern California right off the bat.
Really?
Yep, right off the bat.
Huh. That's interesting.
Kind of like buy, sell, sell.
Remember how fast
sell,
they went
buy.
The first time? Absolutely. We went through a ton. Yeah. Within a week of him coming to the team, we went through hundreds of shirts.
Wow. Yeah. They're just Seau fans, regardless of what team.
And even Florida, we sent a bunch down there from his time with the Dolphins.
Cool. Well, yeah, I mean, 2 to 3 weeks. I don't know when you'll be seeing him. Game time, field-wise, but he's on the roster, and he's back wearing 55. He said he was going to probably have to take Burgess out to a couple dinners to get the number back, get the double fives back on his back. But he did it. He pulled it off.
Maybe he just wanted the free trip to London.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I'm sure that's going to be a really big vacation for all of them. all right, we do have an email, so we'll get started with this. Shop Talk Helmet Phone, it's titled. Tracy in Vegas. Woo. Wish I could be where you are right now, Tracy. Anyway, a friend and I have a season-long bet about who can pick the most games correctly, and we need help with suggestions for the prize. We both like the idea of a Pat's helmet phone, but don't know if they even are available. We live in Las Vegas, so we can't stop by your shop and look around. We'd like the cost to be around $100 or so. Can you help?
I have not seen a helmet phone.
Please describe a helmet phone for
me. I would assume it'd be just a regular helmet, and you pull part of it off.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. You guys don't have those?
Years ago they had them when everyone had the corded phone.
Yeah.
You know, the old
house phone.
Now that we're in cordless, high-tech days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Jeff and Ken would be the guys that would
get
see
Ken
that
on the phone.
Yeah, he's definitely... Should be at his desk.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Deluxe Stadium.
Well,
just missed him.
What is a what's comparable to a helmet phone? Because that would be fun to have.
I don't think anything.
No, that's like the real deal.
They could get a.
How about a pool table?
A pool? Yeah,
we could ship a pool table. Absolutely. Yeah.
Is that around $100 or
so? You know, it's around $100. We have signed mini helmets, autographed mini helmets that are $100.
They can or a replica.
They can sit next to your phone.
Yes. A replica helmet's what? That's a little over $100.
For $100, we can have Ken call them.
Yeah,
I'm sure that'll be a great.
I think
prize.
You do it for 20.
We can have Ken record your outgoing message on your answer machine.
Hi. You've reached the Smiths.
That's what everyone wants.
Oh god, yeah.
No, but for $100, you get a signed mini helmet.
Okay, what kind of who signed some helmets?
We have a bunch. We put a few up online this week. Will Fork,
nice.
Sammy Morris, Chris Baker, Ty Warren.
All right.
Those are the ones we just put up this week, and there's others that have been up for longer. I'm not sure exactly which ones we have, but they're on the site.
And those are around, they go for $100?
Yeah, it depends on the player, but I think all the ones I just listed are $99. Yeah.
Great. All right. Right on. So if, Tracy, if you're listening, if that's a good idea, let us know. If not, we'll have everybody come up with some more. I don't know what else. It's comparable to a helmet phone. I'm surprised you guys don't have those, actually. I would think that that's like...
Is there a licensed vendor that's selling
maybe it's the fact that no one has a home phone anymore.
Yeah. That's probably part of it. They probably don't make a lot of it.
They don't. Yeah. It's all cell phone related these days. I'm sure you have. Do you have cell phone covers, like cases?
Right.
I think they do make them, yeah. I have not seen any in ours.
We have the little pouches that held them.
Yeah.
But
little pouches.
I guess we got to ramp up our
Yeah. We had the iPod...
Oh, that's what it was.
Cell phone,
yeah.
iPod, little
case. Yeah, that's what I would imagine is comparable to a to an actual phone, I guess. But all right.
I think a framed. I know, Jim, you're not going to want to hear this, but a framed print, right around $100. Super Bowl frame print,
panoramic.
That'd be
panoramic,
great too.
Panoramic. I'm sorry. Yeah, those are cool.
That is very cool. Like this.
Like
panoramic
that.
Like that.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we're looking at an opening night panoramic.
Yeah, see, you know, something like that.
Those are fun. Those are great to put up on the wall if you have like a game room or a
and it ties into our
room.
Office theme for today.
That's it does. You see plenty of those in offices.
Right. Yep. So.
So, in the office theme, what do you have? What'd you bring? Hang on. Hold the phone. Hot off the presses. Jason, where'd you get this? It's an actual helmet phone.
eBay.
Oh, okay. eBay, Tracy.
Yeah, that's the one. That's
you can probably get it for less than $100, but there is an actual. It does exist. We're looking at a picture of it.
Jason, are you
starting
aware
bid is $150.
$150 is
first off. She
bid,
wanted $99, so. And you aware of the point of the show? Driving people to eBay.
Now
what the hell are you doing?
You could go bid on the phone, sell it in the pro shop, mark it up
for $185.
We got good thing we have glass in between the two of them because we could get some punches thrown. What were we just going to go? Oh, what do you have? You have a goodie bag? What is that?
I think he's saying I'm whining, I think.
Oh, I know what you're saying. What was that? Never mind. Anyway, keep going.
Cat fight going on.
Oh!
Cat fight.
No, no cat fights. What is that, a mouse? Speaking of cats, we've got a mouse.
Wow, that was...
Good segue.
Timing's everything.
We got jokes today on this Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, part of the office line is, well... I mean, I don't know how many people would actually need this.
A clipboard?
But a clipboard is
use clipboards.
Patriots clipboard.
It's a good-looking clipboard.
It is.
We use them when we do inventory, and if you want to sign up for things, use a clipboard.
I don't know how much for your home office, but that is it's a cool item. It
doesn't have to be home office. It could be your work office.
I understand.
Wow. School.
We got the Patriot mouse, optical mouse.
He's full of, like, one-worders, and not even one-liners. They're one-worders. School.
Yes.
What else we got? This is going to go nowhere. This is
good stuff.
Just bad.
Let's just cash it in.
If you go to the website under novelties,
yes,
you can see all the items that we're looking at.
Jim, can we have that address again, please?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Yeah,
if you go into novelties and you go to home office, there's a school/office section. Most of the items we're talking about are in that section.
I would imagine that's pretty popular for kids to come in and get their... You have, like, school supplies and pencils.
Yeah, we do a big back to school.
Book cover? Patriots
book
cover?
Oh, my God, I remember book covers.
Patriots mouse pad?
Yes.
All this is
I actually
online.
Need a new mouse pad. Can I have that?
You want the big helmet?
Maybe
one?
You could answer a trivia question later and you could
maybe
win
it could.
How cold is it? These are actually cool.
It's chilly.
They're classy. Jeff, what exactly are these called?
The Heritage banners.
Yep, vertical banner and heritage banner. It's kind of a long, thick felt, wool banner. You know, some of them, this one, it's got the three Super Bowl logos on there, and then you can go with the one with the different helmets over the Patriots history, which are very popular. These are great. They're not cheesy. They're solid.
Do you guys have pimped out offices, like Patriots pimped out?
Ours are pretty, probably the three of us have a lot of, like, samples, and it's kind of like Misfit Island from like Rudolph.
Right.
It's the stuff that never really made it because something was wrong. That's what our office
you
is.
You guys have defective items
so
on
you'd
your
walk
wall.
In, you'd be like,
good.
Oh, that's cool. That's and then cool. You see it like, oh, it's misspelt. Or, oh,
yeah, that's a great sweatshirt with the two arms on one side. Yeah. So what do I do with this?
I was going to say, we not only have it in our offices, we wear it.
We wear it. So,
oh, wow. That's right.
So, yeah, you would walk into our offices and think we had a lot of cool stuff. But if you look at it, you'll be like.
If you look closely, it's not what
it's
you think.
Not all there. This little guy here, the 2010 team box calendar.
See, I'm a big fan of the. Is that a tearaway a day?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's on it? Stats? Fun stuff?
Yeah, trivia questions.
Trivia questions.
Stats.
I love those. I have one every year. Those are good gets. Good gifts.
What do you have now for this year?
It's the line of the book series, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. So it's a nice little motivational tearaway every day.
What was today's motivational thing?
I got to go back and look at it because it's kind of long, but I'll bring it in. And maybe I'll share my
today.
Tip with you guys
That'd
every
be
day.
Nice. We'd like
yes. To. I'll bring some motivation to the table next time.
Thanks. Pens and pencils.
Nice.
Pretty straight up.
You got a sharpener with those pencils?
No, thanks. Thanks for
you have to provide your own.
Yes. Jeff can bring one in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, two to three weeks. I'll have the sharpeners there.
And then the desktop set, calculator, stapler.
That's a little on the yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a football.
That's a little yeah.
A little what?
Over Tell
the
us
top?
How you really feel.
I don't know.
Come on.
No, it's cute for like if you're in
I
second
think that's,
grade.
I don't know. It's kind of gay.
We got to stop running that. That's just not right. You can't run that.
I think Ken ordered that.
Said
and I think
it's happy.
You've probably hurt his feelings.
Oh, it means happy? Is that what
we'll
you're
never
about?
Get him back in here.
No, this is all great stuff. Obviously, I'm sure that they're big selling items. Who wouldn't want to pimp out their office with
Yeah, some of it's definitely geared more towards kids, but like these, yeah. You know, the nicer pennant.
What do these go for, these pennants?
Oh, you're gonna throw us under them.
Oh, sorry. Was I should not.
No, no. They're like they're $25, $28. It's actually
oh, that's not bad.
Because
they're
never
quality.
Change.
Yeah, they're quality. Definitely. It's like memorabilia at this point. It's
correct.
With the championships and everything. Okay, Mike from Erie has an email for us, and I'll just start this off by saying he put in parentheses at the bottom. I can't believe I'm listening to this. I'm very sorry if you're not enjoying it, Mike. But
thank you.
He says he has a. He has a chrome Flying Elvis logo mini helmet. Are there Pat Patriot chrome mini helmets available for his office?
Ooh.
Oh, so basically a throwback Pat Patriot mini helmet.
I'd have to look into that. They used to make, a regular mini helmet that was all chrome and it had the logo on.
Oh, okay.
And they made it years ago, and I don't know if they discontinued it for a licensing reason or not, but I'll have to look into
that. This being
the
throwback year, it'd be the year to ask and
yeah,
see if
exactly.
We get back.
But we do have the non-chrome, just the traditional look of the real helmet.
Yeah,
with the
Pat
Patriot.
I'm sure he's aware of that, but.
Yeah.
Right. No, I think he wants the real deal chrome, right, Mike? If you're listening, if you're still listening, stay with us. Anyway, yeah. So that'd be great if you could check into that.
I will look into that.
Maybe it'll come to a pro shop near you soon. He's in Erie, so maybe online. Does it go online? Goes online at that point.
Takes 2 to 3 weeks to get online.
2 to 3 weeks
Once
to get online.
What?
I'm just following Jeff's.
The internet's available to you 24/7.
Yes, you're not.
What does that mean?
You can't get an answer from you.
That's just not true.
Okay.
All right. Ben in Fall River says, will you guys get the Boston Patriots sweatshirt that the coaches were wearing in Denver?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
We put it online on
Monday, and it was gone by Monday night.
Gone? Done.
Gone. Was it Monday? Monday or two? It was Monday. Monday, I put it online, and we were sold out before I went to bed. Gone.
Hmm. So will you get more? Or how does that work?
Jeff, will we get
Jeff,
more?
Will you get more?
2 to 3 weeks.
No.
That's all he got today, huh, Jeff?
No, actually, when it came to that piece, that was something we had to book back in January or February for the upcoming season. So Reebok only made X amount based on everything we bought back in January or February. So there was only one order placed for X amount worldwide. And once they were gone, they're gone.
Wow. So that's like something to have if you've got it, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
There's only so few.
We'll have one last burst in the store.
Yeah, I think there's a few pieces that we still have at the store.
It's a good reason to sign up for our Twitter, Patriots Pro Shop Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I sent a little Twitter message out saying, hey, these are online, and we sold a bunch right off the bat.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you've got followers.
That's
same
a
as
great sweatshirt.
People were asking about the Tom Brady white throwback jersey, which we were out of. We sold out of them. We just got a bunch in today, limited quantity, because that's the end, right, Jeff? That's all we're going to have. So I sent out a tweet about that, too. So if you're really looking for specific stuff, when we have stuff we know is going to sell it really fast, we'll send that message out because it's one of the only ways we can sort of say, you know, in a timely fashion that, hey, these are up and grab them now if you want them.
That's what Twitter's good for, right. Timely
work,
fashion.
It does work good for that.
It does. I mean, that's basically what obviously people are following, or they're just finding out that there's only a limited supply.
There's like 1,200 people, 1,300 people on our list so far.
Good work.
So we sent that out, and we literally sold a bunch right within an hour of that message going out. So.
Great. Well, I guess if there's still a little bit to be had, then people need to get in here and get them or get online and grab them because those are kind of like, I don't know, maybe collector's items at some point, the Boston Patriots throwback sweatshirt.
Well, those are gone, but we have the White Brady throwback.
Or the White Brady, even the White Brady throwback, because after the season, done, right? No
yep.
more.
Yep.
So get them while they're hot. Steven, Arizona, do you guys sell Super Bowl banners like what's hanging in the stadium?
Hmm. You know, the mini ones, Jeff?
Yes.
Oh, are they? I was going to say, that's kind of a big banner, isn't it?
Yeah, not actual size. No, we sold the, what was it, the 38, I think we sold. We had a bunch of the 38 ones that we sold. They were a mini version. They were probably 12 inches by 8 inches, just a small little perfect for your office.
Uh-huh.
And those are long gone. There's talk about getting all three of them done, but right now it hasn't moved anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think it requires a little bit more than more approval than just regular licensing.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
On that note.
It is a cool piece, though.
It is, yeah. It's something we would like to do, but we got to work on it.
Well, you keep working on it, and we're going to take a quick break. Everybody, email us if you've got questions, webradio@patriots.com. Phone number here, 508-543-7482. If you want to chat, we'll be right back after these messages.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. And you want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey!
What's up, everybody? We're still here, and guess what? Mike's still with us, still listening. Thank you, Mike.
Hardcore fan.
Hardcore fan. Yeah, he says he's going to visit, and he wants to know if he can use a coupon from the NFLShop.com at Patriots Pro Shop. No. Is your mic on?
Mike, you have to hit the button.
They are not affiliated with us.
Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.
Mike.
Shut it off. I'm sorry.
Mike, you would think you know how to use a mic, no?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah, we got keep them coming. We got some good jokes today. Who wants to join in and throw a corny joke out there? I'm done. That was it. I just used all my energy on
a
that.
A man
one.
Walks into the pro shop with a duck on his head.
Oh, keep going.
No, that's all I got.
Oh.
There's no punchline? That's it?
No, I shouldn't have.
This is what happens. Jim gets carried away.
Your mom goes to college.
That was Napoleon Dynamite. You look confused, right?
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
God,
it
was, you're a flipping idiot.
And that wasn't a sound effect. That was Jeff. that's what's the
Such
brother's name
idiot.
In that movie.
Yeah, you can't
it's
even tell
Napoleon
the difference.
Napoleon and, hang on, Chip? No.
No.
What's the brother's name? Come on. That's the question of the day.
Oh. The one that got married at the end.
To LaFonda.
Yeah. LaFonda. You know LaFonda's name?
LaFonda, yeah.
You don't know
can't
his name?
Forget her.
No. But he's training to become a cage fighter.
Kip. I was close. I said Chip. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, Kip.
Of course, I would relate it to food. All right. Sheila. Is this my homegirl, Sheila?
Clearwater?
Yeah. What's up, Sheila? She wrote us an email that says, what I would like to see in the pro shop and online are T-shirts for women with a V-neck instead of men's crew necks. And she says they're choking. They choke you. I agree, Sheila. I'm a big fan of V-necks. Another suggestion I would like to make is a little self-serving, but to promote the show a little more, could you maybe offer a 10% discount to anyone that buys online during the show?
Well, that's a good idea.
Or offer a discount on a purchase of whatever you feature on the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll look into that.
Sheila's got some good ideas.
Jim, let's just make it 50.
I think we should make Sheila the producer.
Ooh.
I like your idea, Sheila. Jason does too. We're gonna try to implement that, but that's a good idea. She also want to thank
no
you again.
I have no control over that. It's those guys sitting
I'm
there.
I'm just kidding. I'm giving you a hard time because it's fun. I got nothing else to do. Also want to thank you again for the hat that she won on the show. I wore it last Sunday to the bar where I watched the game from and made 2 online sales for you. The people who saw her wearing it went and bought the hat.
Woo-hoo,
that's
nice.
What we like to hear. That's what we're here for.
That's our fast shipping at work right
that
there.
That is exactly, yeah. I mean,
jackpot.
Does it work any better than that? Sheila gets the hat and then promotes it. She's our
Thank
biggest
you very
fan.
Much.
I agree. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. But that's something to think about. People listening, discounts.
No,
that's
we'll
all you guys.
That. That's a good idea.
And I will work on those V-neck T-shirts.
We have some.
Yeah, there are some.
Yeah,
there's
like a scoop neck. There's one that's called a scoop neck, I think. And
scoop neck's okay.
There's not a lot of them. I know what she means, but.
There are not a lot to choose from. Some of those throwback ones were scoop, I remember, when you guys brought them in.
Mm.
Little lighter
weight
material.
If you go to the website, under women's shirts, the very first item is a V-neck, basically, like a scoop neck.
Well, nice. There you go.
Nice, Jim.
We do want to see more.
She just wants more, yeah.
More.
I will work on that.
See, the Belichick.
It'll be 2 to 3 weeks.
No, don't cut it.
The Belichick look, the female version.
I do cut T-shirt necklines out, like the top of it, because I can't. I'm like, Sheila, I don't like the stuff around my neck. But that's like workout T-shirts, not like a cute mess up a nice shirt you bought from the pro shop. Why would you want to do that?
Thank you.
No whispering. We're on the radio. We need
secrets.
To hear you.
No, I just said there's three on the first page of Women's Top.
They're whispering. Share it, please.
We were just looking at the website and seeing which tops applied to having a V-neck or a scoop neck. Which ones had that?
Not many to choose from?
No, on the first page is 3.
Oh,
we didn't look through every shirt, but there's a few. But I think it's a good tip to look for more.
All right. Yeah. I agree. I think it's you can't have too many choices for ladies, right? We always need choices.
Exactly.
Different outfit for every game. That's how it works. Anyway. What was going on today during lunchtime? Give me something good.
We had pizza.
Pizza Wednesday.
That's not new. I need something new.
We had good pizza.
It was good. Big Red, North Attleboro.
You guys got to write these places down. I have no idea.
Oh, you have a spreadsheet.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it like an eeny, meeny, miny, mo, or
no.
Is it going on a rotation?
Well, it kind of depends who's picking up.
Pizza was late today.
Pizza was a little late.
Whose fault is that?
Our boy Ricky in the pro
Ricky's
shop.
Ricky's fault.
I know Ricky.
He
dropped the ball.
He got,
Uh-oh.
We told him. Certain time, he was late. He blamed it on traffic.
I hope Ricky's listening right now.
so he's in the doghouse. So, one of our pizza partakers was late for a meeting because of Ricky. So it got a little dicey.
So that we had to separate today, them. It was like a heated pizza.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Almost came to blows. Almost came to blows.
You guys are kidding.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
Stop talking.
No, good pizza, though. So
what did you, wasn't there a jacket that was being held hostage?
Yeah, it's still there.
It's still gone.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
We still don't know who took it.
So what jacket are you wearing now, Mike?
I don't know. Some side
one that
jacket
he stole
from
the pro shop.
Yeah.
Someone really took your jacket and hasn't given it back.
Yeah, it's still.
If you're listening, the one who's holding it hostage, we got an email last week. I want
to
know.
I'm about to collapse in see, we have police on it.
Good.
Yep. What the person doesn't know is I get Flanders, and when we don't get what us retail guys don't get what we want, we send Flanders out and.
You don't want to mess with him.
Flanders
huh?
is the only useless person here.
So, yeah, we can get him on it, and he'll take care of things the old-fashioned way.
Do you have a hint, or do you
have
an idea?
Yeah, I got an idea. I don't want to show my cards.
What is the ransom?
Oh.
The ransom was they wanted a few things from the pro shop, some lottery tickets, winners, guaranteed winners.
Cool.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, he's messing with me.
Clearly.
It's all right.
And he's got you good.
I'm not going to negotiate.
You're not negotiating.
You don't negotiate.
I mean, have you really missed the jacket? Do you want it back or are you like...
Yeah, I do want it back. I've cried.
Are you just waiting them out? Is that what your strategy is?
Jim and Jeff console me once or twice a day. I break
down.
You
have to go through therapy without the jacket, huh? Oh.
It's tough.
I played a lottery ticket in the store today.
Yeah?
Yeah, lost.
That's good. We had a lot of winners today.
So someone won $1,000, I heard.
That's correct.
Yeah, but nice. If you're working there and you win it, you're just going to give it to someone else? You're not going to keep it, right?
I'm going
to
collect.
No, you're not.
Why not?
You're allowed to do that?
Absolutely. You hit for $1 million. It's just a mass lottery ticket.
Yeah.
If I won like, $10.
It's more of like a moral thing, I guess.
I guess if I won for like millions, I'd probably get some friend to say he won or something. Like that.
As an employee.
Are we eligible? We're eligible.
Yeah, you're eligible
you're
to
eligible
win.
You're eligible to win the prize. You can't be eligible for the second chance drawing.
Oh, yeah. No,
but we're only one of a few NFL teams where you can win $1 million. It's in ESPN magazine.
Yeah, what's the one you saw
last week?
Was it the one we
what's
saw today?
The second?
Cincinnati Bengals. Their ticket was $10, and the biggest prize you could get was $50,000.
Yeah.
What is the second drawing?
If you send in a losing ticket or two, something like that, you send it into a second chance drawing, you get another shot
out of
winning $1 million.
Yeah,
There's also other prizes.
But there's other prize packs.
There's a prize pack that includes...
season tickets is a prize, right?
Yeah, that's another prize. But one of the second chance drawings is an authentic jersey, football, three or four DVDs.
Book, a couple hats.
Book, hats, all kinds of stuff. Like one package of like, $400 worth of great stuff. Really good stuff.
Yeah, you guys have a machine right there in the pro shop. I don't know if anybody...
Yes.
And
there's
people come in and they're like, oh,
too.
Wow, there are. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And the concourses.
All right. Well, if you guys are looking for those lottery tickets, where else can you
You don't see them,
get them
from the field, Christina. You'd have to be up in the concourses.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like you act like I'm on the field every day. Wow. No, I'm in my office, but I should take a tour around, maybe go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, you should come by.
I have good luck.
Do you?
I might win.
You could win $1 million?
I could win $1 million.
We could promote it. It could be a big event.
Christina's going to scratch off her
lottery
ticket.
Watch her scratch her ticket. That's a big event.
Yeah. Thanks.
Might be anticlimactic if she loses.
Well.
I got a 7. Does that mean I got a touchdown?
Do you play scratch tickets?
Not normally, no. I never really have been like,
We could pull one of those. Oh, it's a loser, Christina. Sorry. It could be a $50,000 winner.
I wouldn't even have a clue, bro. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because I don't play scratch tickets?
Don't be taken advantage of by lottery agents.
I'm pretty sure I'm familiar with how to scratch off a lottery ticket. I think I could handle that, but I haven't done it yet. I need to go get some. And it's right there, convenient, in the pro shop. So if anybody's around, wants to know where to find a lottery ticket. I hear they're lucky in the pro shop, too.
Very lucky.
Very lucky.
Yep.
I can remember when I was an intern in Miami at a news station, twice, like within a year span, a lottery ticket for like a million something, whatever the big prize was drawn from the same exact little convenient grocery store in Miami. Same exact place. They just kept spitting out winning tickets. I don't know what was with that, if there is anything to that, but...
$1 million.
And I know there's been some winners too, right? There's been some lottery winners.
Yeah, there's been a couple
the
million
Patriots
dollar
ticket.
Winners.
Yeah,
that happened pretty quick.
They were announced, I think, the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. They they were presented, which one guy was about to have to quit his job and move or something like that. He had a great story, and all of a sudden he wins $1 million. So pretty cool. Definitely get your lottery tickets. We have a Tim in Miami asking, speaking of Miami, will you guys carry the puffy coat that Bill wore in Denver, or will that be here in 2 to 3 weeks also? I'm going to go with 2 to 3 weeks.
He could be a buyer.
He's got it down.
Actually, 2 to 3 weeks is pretty accurate. No, I think we already carry it. Do you have it?
Do you have it up online, Jim?
If not, I think we have some in the warehouse.
What's the official name of that jacket?
The Shield jacket, I believe.
Uh-oh. We got a John Doe letter.
Uh-oh. Is it about Mike's jacket?
Mike's jacket.
Uh-oh.
I have your jacket at live.com. Give me my Patriot scratch-off game. Off game. And you can have your jacket back. Tomorrow, reception. Envelope from Mark Littlefield.
Jeez.
Who's that?
Oh, boy.
It's just
you opened up
how much time you got.
This is like
can of worms. We do have the Shield heavyweight jacket, which is very similar, if not the same jacket that Coach was wearing on Sunday. It's a puffy sort of, you know, almost down jacket, but quilted look. It's under men's jackets.
This is like a real life mystery. Are there clues and things like that?
I haven't pursued it too much. Do they have the email address?
I have too much time on my hands.
Mark Littlefield. If you want to know more about Mark Littlefield, just Google Mark Littlefield Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's a former
employee
that we had a lot of fun with.
Oh, okay.
And he's moved on, but
maybe he has your jacket.
Oh, bastard! I'm coming after him. But yeah, it's a funny. That's a whole other can of worms, like Jim said. But I'll find my jacket. I got to meet the ransom, right?
Yeah. So what is the ransom?
Lottery tickets.
Was it one lottery ticket? You can't afford $5? I mean,
$5 to get your jacket back?
It was more of the principle.
I see. You're a man of morals. I understand.
So.
Questionable morals.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a good one. George in L.A. I'm assuming that's it could be L.A. or it could be Louisiana. have you ever thought about selling customized letters that could be screened under the Belichick hoodie? You know how everybody has their initials. Do you guys do that?
We have thought about that. We haven't.
You have?
Yes, we have.
They've thought about it, George, and I'm assuming the answer
How'd that go for you?
Assuming the answer was, yeah, we're not going to do that.
We're hoping to have an answer in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the deal was on that. That kind of went in and out fast. Just keep saying.
I think that 2 to 3 weeks has passed, Jeff.
He's just going to keep saying it.
I thought he was
He's
going to
pound it.
The best part is no one laughs harder at it than himself. Yeah.
He's beat red.
No, we did talk about that. I don't know why we never did it.
I think it was more of a logistic thing. Yeah. A heat seal. That's all that is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Part of the problem is it's the same question as people asking about cutting off the sleeves. If you order a Belichick hood and you ask to have your initials put on it and you get it and it's the wrong size, you're not going to be able to return it. Like if you ordered the size that wasn't appropriate for you, I mean, if we did it to the wrong size, that'd be our fault. But if you order an extra large and you get it and it's way too big for you, we're not taking it back. Cause, you know,
it's a final sale.
We'd have to hold it until someone else with the same initials tried to order that size. It's not going to happen. So it's tricky.
Tricky. Okay. Tricky's enough not to do it.
Well, it's logistically too. It's, you know.
You could just go buy the stickers and put them on yourself.
Not stickers, but yes, you could.
If you want to go the sticker route, sure.
Hey.
Don't hire her to do it.
Bring them to me. I'm going to put rhinestones and make them cute.
She'll bedazzle.
I'll bedazzle your sweatshirt for you.
The hood.
Frank in New Mexico wants to know why other teams' online pro shops carry items that you guys don't.
What?
I have seen different styles of polos, hats, and jackets that are pretty cool, and it's a shame that I can't get it with a Patriots logo. Whose fault is that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can we get Ken on the phone,
sounds like a buying issue.
Let's try to get Ken again. Huh? No?
But that's kind of a recap of...
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Honestly, I think it's different stuff. I've yet to see a site, and I look at every other team's sites, which most of which are not even run by the teams, that no one has the same inventory we do. No one carries as many hats as we do. I've not seen a website, NFL shop or any ESPN shop or any team's site that carries as many, say, hats as we do.
Right. And we can,
and I would think that apply to most of the lines.
Yep.
They may have different ones that we don't have, but I doubt that you're going to find a team that carries more polos than we do.
Right. And we could limit the amount of categories we carry. We could deal with the basic sweatshirt, jersey, hat categories and offer, you know, hundreds of each. But instead, we keep it to a certain minimum or maximum, and we just expand the category. So we carry stuff for pets and lawn gnomes and this back to school stuff, or everything. So it gets to a point where you can't carry everything.
George Carlin said, "You can't have everything. Where would you put it?"
That's right. Actually, you could put it online.
That's true.
Oh, we're missing
unlike
the
store,
the drum.
We have infinite inventory.
That's what we're looking for. You're a little late on that one.
So I think that's probably what he really means.
The
maybe
joke,
he sees
actually.
Styles that we don't carry.
That's correct.
But
it wasn't even close to funny.
All I'm saying is I don't think it's for a lack of selection on our side. It's we didn't carry the one that he,
right.
You might have seen on a different site.
No, I know where he's coming from. But each year we expand the categories and the amount of product in them. And
yep.
It's a slow grow, but I think overall the fans have been happy to keep coming back.
We even keep stuff from year to year that other teams won't. So if we find a sideline piece that worked 2 years ago and it's still selling, we'll bring it back and carry it for another year, where other sites will just stop selling it altogether.
Well, I think you guys have very well defended your inventory and whatever. Who had that email?
I missed my jacket.
You missed your jacket.
I'm starting to think.
$5.
We totally threw you off with the whole jacket idea. We got Mike again. Mike's back. Mike, you're a regular? He must be a regular because this next email is pretty interesting. In 2002, I bought a pendant online that was a replica of the first Super Bowl ring. What a cheap piece of bleep. It looked like it came out of a gumball machine. Can I get Fred's Super Bowl ring to replace this piece of garbage? I'm assuming he's talking about Fred Kirsch. So he must listen to PFW. Okay. So I guess he wants to know why his the thing that he bought online ended up not looking like what he thought it would.
Baloney.
Looking like baloney. That's exactly what he said in this email.
That
baloney.
Was Justin's piece, right?
I bleeped baloney.
I think so, yeah.
Is that acrylic rings?
No, it was the top of the ring pendant
okay.
type of things.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Justin's, right?
I think it was Justin's, yeah.
Justin's makes the Super Bowl ring, and they made a line of affordable jewelry. If they ever made that of real diamonds like the ring, you'd be, I don't even know where you'd be at, 5, 10, 15,000, who knows?
Yeah. And we did have some quality issues with that, I know that.
Yep. And that's why they're not still around.
Right.
Not Justin's, but that product.
Yep.
So hopefully that issue will get addressed the next time we win and they button up the quality.
Like you're thinking, Mike, the next time we win.
That's right.
Next time the Patriots win, yes.
That's we.
Well.
Oh, you might have another allegiance.
I don't put on the pads and the helmet.
That's true. That's true.
So I
agree.
When they win, yes. But anyway.
When they win, you're right.
When they win, new Super Bowl looking ring replica. Hopefully it'll be nicer than a gumball machine replica. Sorry, Mike.
It wasn't
but thanks
that
for listening.
Bad, but it wasn't perfect.
All right, so we need to give something away, obviously, to our listeners. Whoever has the answer to our question of the day, which we kind of need a question of the day. What do you guys think? What was exciting from earlier?
How long does it take to
I
get
knew
product
you were going
That is a little...
That one's too easy. Come on.
I think we should give away a cheerleader calendar.
I think we should, too. It's a good giveaway.
Yeah.
Can you give that away?
Sure.
All right. This is a good one. Cheerleader calendar 2010.
Sweet.
It's around the corner. It's hot. I don't know about how, what's the word, calendar-wise, how...
You're not going to be writing your appointments in.
Yeah, there's not a lot of space. Yeah, I don't know if you look for big squares on a calendar and a lot of room to write stuff down.
It has all the dates.
It's got dates. It's got dates.
What more does a calendar really need?
Nothing more than, hey, that's as good as it gets right there.
It's a nice
large calendar. Yeah, and the whole squad makes it. Beautiful girls.
Yeah.
And we're going to give it away. So we need a question. We're not going with the easy one.
How long does it take for you?
I mean, we can if you guys want to go
I'll
with
laugh
that.
If someone gets it wrong. About a week to 2 weeks.
Sound good? Okay,
I'm
that's
go
the question.
A month.
That's the question of the day.
It is the question.
Yeah, unless you come up with a better one.
No.
Done? Question of the day. How long does it take? That's stupid. We can't do that. We need something better. Come on. We need a better one.
What about the name of Belichick's jacket? You guys said it.
Oh, I couldn't even tell you that. But
no,
yeah,
what about the player replica jersey that we'll be in 2 to 3 weeks? Who is the
player?
That's a good one. It's topical. Okay.
Okay.
Player replica jersey that you could find in 2 to 3 weeks. Get it as soon as it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to give any hints because it's kind of easy.
Pretty sure that'll be online before it'll be available in the store.
Okay. Does it take 2 to 3 weeks to get it up online?
No, but I make sure that certain things happen a certain way.
What is this? What are you exchanging?
What?
What? Okay.
See how this works?
They're over on that side of the room. I don't know what's going on.
Let's just say.
All right. We need someone to call in with the answer. The number is 508-543-7482. What player's jersey will be coming in within the next 2 to 3 weeks? Call us up and give us the answer. We got an email from James in Germany. I have an autographed Ty Law authentic jersey. How much is that worth? Why are you looking to sell it?
We sell those.
We do.
Off the top of my head, I don't know what we get for them. Well, I'll look right now.
As Jim's looking, if that's just if he doesn't have any certificate of authenticity to it,
got nothing.
Yeah, it might be worth.
We've always felt that our memorabilia line was better than most places you could go buy the stuff because it's done right here. We're from the organization. You know, the items are, I think almost every single one of them signed right here in the stadium, always signed right in front of us. As opposed to going on eBay, it could be some guy writing on jerseys in his basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to knock eBay, Jason.
And you get a letter.
Or like a mall store.
You get a letter with it.
It's, you know, I think that you can.
It's legit.
It's done very well. It's a real deal. And you see it firsthand. I guess James could bring his in and compare the signature.
Yeah, I mean, the jersey itself, well, he's, God, I don't know.
It's an authentic jersey.
A few hundred?
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
Or maybe 400 to 500. It all depends if he's got anything to prove it's actually authentic, legit autograph.
There you go, James. If you want to get something back for the autographed Ty Law jersey. And silence falls over the crowd.
All of our memorabilia come with a certificate of authenticity, a full size, not like one of these little cards you get. You know, I bought some signed stuff on eBay once a long time ago. You get like a little, like a business card signed COA.
Yeah.
You know,
this is nice.
You know, nice ones that have our hologram sticker on them.
Mm-hmm.
And
Do you guys have a large selection of autographed things, or
we have a lot of throwback stuff too, like former players, Hannah. Mike Haynes.
Nice.
Stanley Morgan.
Yep, Stanley Morgan. But then we have current players. We have Wes Welker, Adalys Thomas.
Watson.
Yep.
You know.
Footballs, helmets, jerseys, hats.
Yeah.
We have a lot.
Yep.
It's under novelties.
We got some neat signed.
Novelties, collectibles autographed.
Yeah. We got some nice signed framed pieces in the pro shop, which are, now those are nice. The Super Bowl covers.
Yeah, we sell those online too.
Do you? I don't know. I didn't want to get you all.
We have. You know, what we have. What's really neat is the back nameplate of Teddy Bruschi's game jersey, signed by Teddy Bruschi.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we get
worn, that's worn one. In a we game. Have one. One. So when
that's
gone,
and that's probably
it's
something
gone
you can't really find anywhere
no.
else.
No,
he
wore it
in the
game. He wore it in the game. He signed it. It's framed.
And it's in the pro shop.
Yep.
We actually have, and still, we sold the front number piece, but the back number piece is there. It's the 54 from his jersey signed by him.
That's a cool item.
Yes. You can see grass stains on it.
Yeah.
It was worn during the game.
Or some of the jersey pieces we have, there's little repairs done on the jerseys. Like if they get a little tear.
Yeah.
The equipment managers will sew it up or get it repaired. So you can actually see.
You see that it's authentic.
Stains and you can see repairs done on them. I mean,
what is
it's
that?
The real deal.
I'm sure I can ask this because what does that go for?
The back numbers is $2,000.
$2,000, wow. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a big, beautifully framed, matted, you know, three-mat thing with a picture of him, our logo.
And there's only one in the world.
It's the full back.
That's it.
It's the full numbers right on the jersey, you know, mounted.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very exclusive piece.
Nameplate's the same price.
It's good stuff.
But, I mean, we have, like I said before, we have signed pieces that are $100.
You know,
so you don't have to spend a fortune to get an autographed item. But, again, not just because it's us, but I just think as a collector of things like this, I think you're much better off going right to the source and getting it from the team whenever possible as opposed to going to the mall store. I agree.
You know it's authentic.
Right, right.
And that's what you're looking for. Yep. And that just is completely in a different – there's only one. I mean, that's what's great. I'm sure you guys have only a few or a couple of each thing that you do have signed. You don't have a ton of them, so they're very exclusive, and that's good to have and good to know. That's what you're looking for when you buy stuff like that. Good gifts too, I think.
Another neat one we have is Tom Brady's practice jersey, the red jersey.
Yep.
We have the Flying Elvis on the shoulder patch,
mm-hmm.
signed by Tom. That's $12.99, but it's the same thing. Picture of him wearing the jersey.
Cool.
At practice, the actual piece of jersey framed and matted. It's, I mean, that's a pretty rare item, too.
Yeah, and that's not bad. I mean, like I said, good, I think those are great gifts for people if they're big fans. Sure. And they're looking for something like that. You can't go wrong. We asked a question earlier. Oh, the player that is the jersey will soon be available in 2 to 3 weeks. You could buy this jersey of the most recent Patriot added to the roster. Phone number 508-543-7482. Someone please call Mike, John Doe. Who else? Whoever's listening out there, give us a call. And you can win this great calendar. Who doesn't want a calendar? I mean, you guys would want one of these calendars, right?
Yeah, of course.
Do you all have one?
I do.
Yes.
We have a whole store full of stuff. I don't think.
I have one from each year.
You're kidding.
No, Jeff gave them to me.
Oh, okay. No.
He's a collector. What can I say?
Hey, you know.
Do you have them autographed?
No. No. We do sell them autographed.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, too. Speaking of autographs.
Yeah, we have autographed cheerleader calendars, autographed cheerleader panoramics.
You should get a Christina Acra signed
by Ken.
We
talked about this, didn't we?
I think we
did. Didn't we talk about this?
Did we?
I think so.
I want a Christina Acra bobblehead.
You should get
that. That would be funny.
Me, wouldn't that be me?
Yes.
Have her holding a little microphone.
Yeah.
You could do a Brian Lowe bobblehead, but his head would be too big.
Oh, that's a low blow to Bilo, and he's not even here to defend himself.
Yeah, I don't know where he's coming up with this stuff.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Brian Lowe is my colleague on Patriots Today, and he does radio web. It's been a long day. Radio web.
Looking for
I want a talking bobblehead.
On Thursdays, if you're into fantasy football and you want some tips on fantasy football, Brian is the fantasy guru. When it comes to fantasy football teams and all you need to know for the weekend to get you going. And he does the show on Thursdays from, I think it's 4 to 5, same time, tomorrow. So if you want to tune in to Brian Lowe, he's got some good tips.
Well, it's still a thunder. Let's start talking about fantasy.
Who's
tips.
Leading our fantasy football league right now? Does anyone know? Who's
no
first
really
place in our Pro Shop fantasy football league? No. Anyone know?
It's because you played Mark Littlefield this week.
It's me. Mark.
All right, okay. Someone asked what the phone number is. It's 508-543-7482. But I think we do have a caller. Lauren is on the phone.
Lauren?
Hello? Lauren, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lauren. Where are you coming from?
I'm actually coming from Boston.
Boston, okay.
Yes.
Have you been listening, and do you know the answer to our question of the day?
I do, actually.
And what would it be?
Tom Brady throwback jersey.
Tom Brady throwback jersey. Is that the correct answer? No.
No, we did talk about Tom Brady.
We talked about Tom Brady, but we were looking for the new jersey that will be coming in 2 to 3 weeks that the player was added to the roster today. So,
okay.
But thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Thanks
All
for
right.
listening, too.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Usually you're supposed to, like, screen those, right, and not blow someone up on the air like that?
Show's almost over. We probably should have just said, yeah. Yeah, that's close enough.
Trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I look at Jim, and he goes, eh. All right. But if anybody else wants to call us up.
Flip idiot.
Yeah, that was, I'm sorry. Let's give Lauren the jersey. Or we got another caller.
All right, we're not giving away a jersey.
Oh, not
Shannon's
a jersey. Excuse me. It's a calendar. It's a calendar that we're giving away. And Shannon is now on the phone.
And you got to send it to Seattle. Junior Seau.
Junior Seau. There we go. You're in Seattle. Fabulous. Thank you for listening.
Hey, one more question.
What's up?
Is there any promo code I can pump in online? I'm making a huge order.
Order.
Oh.
We don't have a promo code running right now.
Come on. He said order.
Come on.
He did say order.
He's clearly from here.
I honestly don't have one that's live and...
Wow, you make me sad. Big droopy lip.
I'll tell you what. Send me your order number.
Okay.
And I'll take care of your shipping.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sounds like a deal to me.
Do you have my jacket?
Where do I send it to?
Send it to webradio@patriots.com and we'll take care of you.
Yeah, we'll send you some.
Okay,
we'll send you a few extra.
And that way we could add the cheerleader calendar in there too.
There you go.
Great.
We'll take care of you.
Put the order confirmation number in there.
Yep, just do that and we'll take care of you.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling and listening.
Bye.
Awesome. Yeah, okay, good. I feel bad. We It was Junior Seau. That was the answer we're looking for. Signed to the roster today. You could get his jersey in. Say it all together now.
Two to three weeks.
Great. All right. Well, it's been fun today on Shop Talk, as always. Everybody's been a blast. And I look forward to next Wednesday. Talking to everybody. Seeing you guys again. And we'll see you next time right here on Shop Talk. Have a good one.